You can tell them in the country, tell them in the town. The miners down in Mingo laid their shovels down. We won't pull another pillow, another ton, or lift another finger till the union we have won. Stand up, boys, let the bosses know. Turn your buckets over, turn your lanterns low. There's fire in our hearts and fire in our soul, but there ain't gonna be no fire in the hole.
This is The Labor Exchange on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm your host, Robert Lindgren, with the Colorado AFL-CIO and Denver Newspaper Guild. On this episode, we continue to hear conversations with union members that participated in our recent training week at the Colorado State Capitol. Today, we'll be hearing from Teamsters that work a variety of jobs about their life and what the union means to them. We will start with Joy Parmalee, a worker at Hertz Rental Car. Like all of our guests today, Sister Joy is a member of Teamsters Local 455. Let's listen in.
All right, Joy, if you could start by telling me your name and spelling your last name.
Sure, my name is Joy Parmalee, that's P-A-R-M-E-L-E-E.
Okay, great. You're here at the Capitol with us because we run a program where we train union members how the Capitol works and how to advocate. What do you do for a living?
Well, I work out at Hertz Rental Car, which is located, the one I work at is at Denver International Airport. I'm in the operations department where we prepare the cars for the customers, and I'm also a 26-year union steward for about 50 people.
Great. One thing I love about union stewardship and that, you know, that term steward is that it is that responsibility to sort of take care of the organization, take care of your members. What are some of the things that you've seen being a steward, and how have you helped folks in your workplace?
Well, I help them advocate for themselves and their rights. I'm their advocate. They come to me with any kind of issues that they have with management, any unfair situations, etc. I also help them a lot with getting in contact with the right people that can help them, as far as third-party companies helping them to file FMLA paperwork. And I'm kind of like a liaison. I help them out throughout the whole process.
Great. And why do you choose to take on that role of a shop steward?
I think just the bottom line is I just want to help people. I want to really, really help people and make sure that they are being treated fairly by management. I have a lot of migrants that work with me, and this way I can make sure that their voice is heard through me, you know, and stand up for their rights and make sure everything is done appropriately.
What do you think makes a good shop steward?
A good shop steward will not be afraid and not be intimidated by management, and realize that you are just as equal as management when there's a situation that arises. So you're on the same level page, and they have to hear you. And if they don't, then I have ways of making them hear me.
That's really great. What are some of the techniques you use to reach an agreement or to work through an issue? You don't have to go too specific. Maybe just sort of the philosophy you bring to those types of meetings.
Well, listening to both sides and coming up with pros and cons of each situation is how do you come to an agreement, and on items that the company won't give on, you kind of have to go step by step on how to come to an agreement, you know. It's not, sometimes it can be very frustrating, especially during contract negotiations, because the company doesn't want to give and you don't want to give. But that's when we all come and huddle our negotiation team and come up with something that we can live with. And then we present it back to the company, and then hopefully they will bite.
Well, we also love just to get to know our guests a little more, too. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I am a single mom. My son is 29 years old, so I've raised him throughout, you know, the whole time being a union steward and, you know, juggling work and being a mom. And, yeah, it's very rewarding to do both. And like I said, I've been working for the company for 32 years and have seen my share of management come in and out. And I'm very proud to be a Teamster. I've been a Teamster for a very long time, and I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot through my membership.
Now, you say you work at the Hertz at the airport. Have you been at that same Hertz since the airport opened?
Yes, actually, I used to work at Stapleton. Before the airport, the new airport was built, I worked at Stapleton for 2 years and then moved over to the new airport.
Yeah, so you've sort of seen that whole place.
Yes, I have. Yeah. I sure have. Expand, and now it's expanding more, and I'm sure it will expand more due to our customer base expanding.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting to me, too, the airport tends to be a place where we have a lot of union workers between the electricians working in the tunnels or other places, the concessionaires who often unite here, janitor and security have been SEIU, janitors are SEIU for sure. Have you seen any of the activism out there, any of the big rallies or anything like that, or heard anything about them?
We're union, the airlines also. So yes, I have been, and when the stewardess went on strike, the airlines went on strike, the pilots especially. So yes, I'm hearing about all that good stuff, and our members, we get to hear at our union meetings as well, you know, and how they combated all that stuff.
So you're a part of this program where we train folks about the Capitol. Why did you decide to take so many, you know, your time this week to be here?
Well, because I wanted to learn more about the system and how it works as far as legislation. I wanted to learn about the process, the House and the Senate and the difference and the senators and the representatives. I really wanted to be more educated on who exactly is our representatives and who exactly is our senators. So it was very, very, very educational for me.
Yeah. What's your experience just been like? What's it been like to be at the Capitol these 3 days?
Very, very exciting. Very exciting. I have never been down here. I've been down here protesting when Black Lives Matter was protesting against racism, but I've never been inside the Capitol, so it is a very, very exciting experience of eye-opening and just words can't explain. I mean, I'm just so excited to be here, you know?
Yeah, that's great. We're about to hear some of the fellow participants give testimony. Do you think you would come back to the Capitol at some point to give testimony if it was something that was dealing?
Yes, very much so. If it's something that has to do with labor and something strongly that I believe in, of course, I will definitely come back here to testify.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of excitement amongst young people around labor unions. There's a lot of people organizing. And as someone who's been that shop steward, what advice would you give to, Melissa Laurenti, who was on our show recently, who's just become a shop steward for the first time, just 2 days ago?
Well, first advice I would give you is to listen to your members, and the second advice I would give you is just not to be intimidated by management, because they can be intimidating, and just know your contract inside and out so that nobody can say anything different. So if you stick to that contract, you're gonna do well.
And you touched on this a little earlier, but what does it mean to you to be a Teamster?
What it means to be, for me to be a Teamster, is everything in the world. I mean, The Teamsters is the reason why we have, wages and the 8-hour, the 8-hour day, the 40-hour week. And it's because of them that we have our benefits, our great benefits, and our pension. And that is one of the most, and our brotherhood, our sense of family, that is very, very important. That's what the Teamsters offer.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Sure. Thank you so much, Robert.
That was Joy Parmalee, a Teamster and shop steward. Next, we'll join a conversation with Tammy Munoz, the office manager and political liaison for Teamsters Local 455.
Hi, Tammy. Thank you so much for talking with me. Can we start by having you say your name and spell your last name?
Tammy Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z.
All right. And we like to start out by getting to know our guests. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I came to Colorado in 1999. I started working at then and again now Yellow Freight. The reason why I went there is because I came from Arizona, which is a right-to-work state, and just really took any kind of job that, I could get down in Arizona. But then I fell into a company where my supervisor went to Yellow Freight down in Arizona, and it was a union job, and she came back and she told us different things about the differences between where we worked and where that was going. And so when I moved to Colorado, I was just like, you know what, my dad's worked his whole life, doesn't have a pension, we didn't have health insurance a lot, we were on Access or Medicaid or whatever it's called in the state. And those are things that I don't want to have to worry about when I get to the age that he was at. So let me try this out. 20 years later, I was still there. The only reason I am not there any longer is because I found my path working for my local union. And it's the best decision that I've ever made. I feel like I'm at home.
Yeah. And what does you're with the Teamsters, what does it mean to you to be a Teamster?
To be a Teamster, I get emotional just thinking about it, because before introduced to being a Teamster, you're out on your own. You're doing things in your day-to-day life that's going to improve the life of you and your family. But when you actually start participating and start knowing your brothers and sisters, your family gets a whole lot bigger. And when you struggle, they hold you up. And I did tell you about not having health insurance. And there was a time where my son, I couldn't take him to the doctor when he was sick. And as a parent, that is probably one of your worst nightmares. And when I became a union member and I became active in my union and I was able to access some of those resources and those people, it changed my life forever.
Yeah, that's really powerful. As a as someone who is in this program, we're running here this week, learning how to advocate on at the Capitol for working people. What have you learned this week?
I learned that the Capitol is not as intimidating as you would think it is. That everybody is here basically for the same reason, to make the lives of the people around you a little bit better. We might have different ways of approaching that, but the main goal is ultimately the same. And sitting around and doing candidate interviews is one thing, but actually going down to the Capitol and seeing the work that's behind all of that is completely different.
Yeah. Well, and is there any sort of final thoughts you'd like to share just about your experience or about your experience as a union member?
All positive, all great. Life is good. This experience has been very eye-opening for me and for my fellow PFC members that are here with us. Just, again, getting down in the nitty-gritty and seeing things behind the scenes opens your eyes and lets you see things from a different perspective that you might not have seen before.
And you mentioned a term, I think, PFC. What is that?
PFC is our political field coordinators that we have at Teamsters Local 455. So it is a group of rank and file members that we come together and we start educating each other on different things that might affect us. Again, here at the Capitol, sitting in committee on bills and saying, oh, this does affect us and we didn't even know about this is going on. And then, you know, and having them in the endorsement process from beginning to end as well. So it's an education piece for us all.
And if folks are listening, wanting to get involved or find that union jobs, what are some of the major employers that 455 Teamsters members are a part of?
Oh, great question. We have everybody from meatpacking professionals at Cargill and JBS all the way to UPS drivers and United Airline mechanics. So if there's a field that you're interested in, give us a call and we can might be able to hit you in the right direction.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
That was Tammy Munoz with Teamsters Local 455. As a reminder, we are hearing conversations recorded in the Colorado State Capitol during a union training week. We're going to continue to a conversation with Jesse Rhodes, a Teamster and worker at Sysco Foods. In 2019, workers at Sysco went on strike, including in Colorado, to secure a new contract. Let's hear from Jesse.
All right. Hi, Jesse. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Yeah. So we'll start. If you can say your name and spell your last name for me.
My name is Jesse Rose, R-O-S-E.
All right. We always like to start by getting to know our guests a little bit more. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like I said, my name is Jesse Rose. I'm a native Coloradan. Graduated from Thornton High School in 96. I've always lived in the North Glen Thornton area. I started my career basically with Roadway Packaging Service, which later was bought by FedEx Ground, working in the warehouse, and I've been working warehouse work ever since then.
Oh, interesting. So you're a Teamster, right?
Yes.
All right. And you said you're working FedEx? Oh, okay, cool. But now what are you doing?
I'm currently employed at Sysco Denver.
Oh, okay, great. That was why I asked, because, you know, you all know the FedEx stuff. Our listeners might not, but all right, so you're working for Sysco. What do you do? What do you do there?
So I started at Sysco in 2022. I basically work in their warehouse division. I do the quality assurance for their produce and their fish and meat and stuff like that.
And quality assurance, that's making sure it's a good quality product or the quality that they're expecting?
Correct. I check the expiration dates and the manufacturer dates, and I check the quality of the produce and the food before they put it into stock.
And then in general, Sysco, you're delivering food, but not to grocery stores, right? Is this usually restaurants?
Correct. We deliver to mostly restaurants, schools, and we have a few government accounts, too. We have the Air Force Academy and the Air Force Base, Peterson Air Force Base, we deliver to as well.
All right. So you've been a Teamster for about a year, maybe. What's it like to be a Teamster, and what does that mean to you?
It's great. When I started there, I really didn't know anything about the union because it was my first union position. And slowly but surely, guys took me under their wing and explained the benefits and stuff like that. And eventually they talked me into being a shop steward, day shift shop steward. And I've been doing that, which I find really interesting as well. And then now I'm part of the PFC for the Teamsters at Local 455, where I kind of work behind the scenes and do political work for them. So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, great. And then as a shop steward, one of my favorite positions within the union, I think that word steward means a lot because we are stewarding our organizations. How are you learning to be a good shop steward?
Well, I've learned throughout the years through guys that's been there for a while that you kind of want to lead by example. You want to make sure that our contract's protected and that, you know, that you have the trust of the employees when you go in there and you tell them what's going on, that they trust that you're telling them the truth. So, yeah.
So you've been spending 3 days with us at the Capitol learning how to advocate on legislation. What's that been like?
It's actually been really great, and I was really impressed by the way the class kind of progressed through there and taught us how to read bills, how to pull bills, how to talk to our legislature. I'm really impressed the Capitol, how accessible it was. I really wasn't, I didn't really think that, you know, you could just walk in here and sit down and go through the metal detectors, which was nice. And then the class taught me basically how the process works, so I can learn that and then go back and tell my members what goes on behind the scenes.
And, you know, what was surprising about this week? Anything surprise you here at the Capitol?
Basically, the thing that surprised me basically was how fast our representatives would come out and talk to me. I put in a request to talk to my rep, and within 5 minutes, she came out and introduced herself. And I was able to talk to her about a few things that concerned me. And she invited me to a town hall that they're going to have by my house. So that was really impressive because I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah, that's really great. Any other thoughts on this week? Like, how has it been, you know, connecting with other union members or anything else that you might have, you know, might have felt this week?
Well, it was interesting meeting guys from different industries and girls from different industries and coming together because we all have, one cause, protect workers' rights and, you know, fight corporate greed. So it was nice to talk to those guys about what's going on in their industry, and I was sharing what's going on in mine, and we can keep in contact and help each other out any way we can.
With this program, a lot of it is trying to let people know the tools that are there at your disposal. How did that feel, being able to sort of understand the various things that lobbyists or others in the Capitol use to organize their work?
It was interesting to see the actual House in session and the Senate in session and how it works and how our legislators are, for the most part, fighting for, you know, the workers of Colorado and stuff like that, and seeing how that works. It was impressive to come down here and be able to pull a bill and read it. And through the class, I learned how to actually understand what it says and how to sit in on the committees and, you know, voice my opinion on bills that I'm for and that I'm against.
Yeah. If you know, any listeners, union members that might be interested in this program, what would you have to say to them?
I would definitely tell them to take advantage of it because when I first came in here to the program, I wasn't expecting it to be as useful as it was. I was expecting maybe a tour, maybe meet our legislature, and, you know, basically that was it. But I've learned a lot more. I've learned how the process works. And through that, I'm able to go out and, you know, tell our members how what goes on behind the scenes, like I was saying.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with the audience?
I would like to thank the AFL-CIO for putting this on. I would like to thank you, Robert, and Kristen for helping me understand the process and make me feel more comfortable and more confident for the next time I come down here. I know where I'm going, and I know what I'm doing next time. Thank you.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
That was Jesse Rhodes with Teamsters Local 455. We'll next hear from Arthur Hale, another Teamster Local 455 member and worker at the King Soopers Warehouse.
My name is Arthur Hale.
All right. And what do you do for a living?
I work at King Soopers Warehouse. I'm automated warehouse. Actually, it's a Kroger automated warehouse.
Okay. Where's that at?
It's on in Aurora on 19th and Tower.
Okay. And take us through a day at your work.
Automation is, some people would think it's kind of boring, but it's actually hard work because, you know, we basically follow beacons, you know, see a red light, go over there and see what's going on, figure out how to get production back moving, and, you know, just basically putting out fires all day and doing a lot of walking, which could be about maybe up to 20,000, 22,000 steps a day. So, like I said, it's hard work and a lot of walking and a lot of hustling.
Yeah. Well, and you're a member of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters and Local 455. How long have you been a Teamster?
I've been a Teamster for 21 years, and I'm quite proud Teamster for 21 years. I love it, you know, the job security and just the empowering of being union, you know, so.
Yeah. And what does it mean to you to be a Teamster?
It means being a part of a brotherhood and basically, you know, just having a lot of people that believe in labor and supporting our brothers and sisters out here working in the workforce and making sure they're being treated fair. So I really love it, and I love being supportive of people out here in the workforce.
Great. And do you take on any roles within the union? Are you a shop steward or anything similar?
Yes, I've been a shop steward at my facility for 15 years. Also, I'm in the Teamsters National Black Caucus. I'm a recording secretary for that as well. You know, from a cultural initiative to, you know, support, you know, people of color. I'm an organizer. I organize for the Teamsters also. I've been doing that for about 8 years. I'm a political field coordinator. Kind of like in training, because, you know, I really like being involved in, you know, all things labor related, and which means, you know, finding out what government, you know, entities support or do not support labor, and, you know, and trying to do what I can to try to make sure that they know that we desire their help and their support.
Absolutely. What do you think makes a good shop steward?
A good shop steward basically is someone that's a serious-minded person that's obviously there for the right reasons to you know, to make sure that guys know that, you know, not only are we here to get the job done, but you also have, you know, your union support in anything that might not be fair to them. So, you know, we also, you know, we just support our union brothers and make sure everything's being fair and that they feel empowered and supported.
Your senator is Senator James Coleman. Were you able to speak to him this week?
Yes, I was. Senator Coleman was made me very happy to speak with him, and I felt like, you know, voting for him this past year was a, definitely a good move on my part, and that he's very supportive of the community and you know, people in the workforce and just community related issues overall. So I believe he's a good person.
Is there any final thoughts you would want to share with our listeners?
Be supportive of labor, and be sure you know who supports our communities and the things that, you know, are going to be, that are going to lead us to success in the future.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
All right, thank you.
That was Arthur Hale, a worker at the King Soopers Warehouse. This has been the Labor Exchange on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I've been your host, Robert Lingren. Join us next week at the same time for La Lucha Sigue. The Labor Exchange is a member of the Labor Radio Podcast Network. Find more great labor radio at laborradionetwork.org.
Hey, we're the Teamsters, the strongest in the land.